MacLeod, you filed a duchess, Chad, think you my service is so bad that ye think shame to call me master, you filthy drunken morals waster. Mrs. Ye, come to be a patient to the best doctor in this nation, and if that you his name would know, into this town he's Lord Provost. So, missus, tell me your disease, and in short time I will you ease.
John, I'll tell you without air, frolic and troubled with a horn colic. So, if relief you didn't send me, I believe the colic it will end me. Likewise, my neck is turned yucky. Can you cure that, you devil's bucky?
Yes, by my faith, and that I can as well as any mortal man, for I'm a doctor even as good as ever was since Noah's flood, for I took never one in hand but what I cured in this land, except it was I'll hanged Meg, whom I am sure I did well flag. Let your disease be what it will, you whore, I have both art and skill. If it fall, you hay the pox of my faint pills, ye's get a box. Or if that you be for the flow, a box of mercury, ye's get two.
Doctor, our folk says that you rang me for your main cure, it is to hang me.
This is upon my faith and truth, for to hang you I would be loth.
John, you're not but a cheating careless, for if you could you'd hang me fairly. I soon make it a better spokesman than him that is the city's locksman.
Mrs., I pray let be accounting for your harsh language, I'm no wanting.
John, you're nothing but a fumbler, and at your trade a perfect bubbler, for you laid unwill life away, my sister Megan Fisheray.
At this the doctor stood bombazed, and he upon his patient gazed, and called her base bitch, whore, and limmer, and said when she came to his timber that he twa hours wad got her hing, and mare into a well-trished string. There you shall hing till you be dead, and your two eyes turn in your head.